The Highland Park Bridge, Allegheny General Hospital, the Pennsylvania Turnpike. These are all parts of the region's infrastructure that were made possible with help from the Works Progress Administration. For our Good Question series, 90.5 WESA's Katie Blackley reports on just how the Public Works program changed the Pittsburgh landscape.
The Works Progress Administration was part of President Franklin Delano Roosevelt's New Deal program to help unemployed Americans find jobs during the Great Depression. It was its own agency that worked with state and local governments to allocate funds for infrastructure improvements, public art, research projects, and more. Good Question asker Jean Klickner wondered what role the WPA had on the Pittsburgh area.
How many of these projects are around here? Are they being retained? Is there upkeep?
The simple answer, a lot. But let's go back in time before the WPA was created. In the Strip District, nestled along 17th Street between Penn and Liberty Avenues, there's an old, historic church. St. Patrick's was founded in 1808, and the current building was constructed in the 1930s. Today, Father Nick Vaskov is the director of Shrines of Pittsburgh, which includes a handful of historic churches in the city. He says in 1923, a man named Father James Renshaw Cox became pastor at St. Patrick's, and just a few years later, the stock market collapsed.
And the people around him are in great need. This was considered shantytown. Irish immigrants who had worked in mills and in mines, and now with the collapse of the stock market, are out of a job. So he sees it as his obligation, and rightfully so, to provide for them.
As the Depression continued, Cox realized the handouts he was able to provide were not sustainable. People needed jobs. They needed the dignity of work. In 1932, he organized a march on Washington, D.C.
Well, the day that they were supposed to leave comes, and there are 12,000 people. And so they just started walking. By the time they got to Washington, they were 25,000 strong.
Father Cox and the so-called Jubilee Army proposed a program to get people back to work.
Ultimately, Father Cox was able to have an audience with President Herbert Hoover, who, while was very polite in listening to him, seemed pretty disinterested in what he was about.
Cox and his Jubilee Army left D.C. without the promise of a work program, but undeterred.
Father Cox's ideals in some small way influenced both the New Deal and the Works Progress Administration, right? A way to bring about welfare, particularly for the needy and for seniors, ways to find jobs for infrastructure and things like that.
The New Deal was the umbrella term for a series of public works and economic recovery programs put in place by FDR after his inauguration in 1933. In the next few years, it would also include the Works Progress Administration, the Social Security Administration, and other programs that provided relief to struggling Americans.
The WPA's real goal was to make sure that at least one person, one wage earner in every family, had some kind of job where they could contribute back to, in effect, the welfare of the family.
Heinz History Center senior curator Leslie Sibilic says the WPA employed the jobless and put them to work, primarily creating new highways, updating sewage systems, or building new structures. In the Pittsburgh region, the WPA helped in the construction of Bedford Dwellings, the Cathedral of Learning, the Highland Park Bridge, the zoo's main building, Perry High School's athletic field, and the Washington Trade School. In Frick Park, an outdoor nature study amphitheater was built, along with the stone entrances. In Highland Park, new stone steps were built in multiple locations. And in Riverview Park, new picnic shelters were constructed, drainage repairs were made, and the Welcome Center was built. And that's just a handful of the dozens of projects. But the WPA also included programs in the arts, theater, and storytelling. One such program was the Federal Writers Project, which included a compilation called The Western Pennsylvania History of the Negro in Pittsburgh. University of Pittsburgh professor Lawrence Glasgow says the aim of the manuscript was to document life in American cities. What was it like to be black in Pittsburgh in the early 20th century?
The idea was not just to produce works on the history of America and the people and the folklore, but to have the people themselves do as much of the writing as possible.
The book outlines the large anti-slavery movement that took place in Pittsburgh, the rise of the Republican Party, the Lincoln Abolitionist Republican Party. Glasgow says it also highlights the city's thriving black communities.
There's an excellent chapter on black music. Black Pittsburgh was not just a jazz city. Before it was a jazz city, blacks were interested in classical music here. And they had something like six concert orchestras performing in the Hill District in the early 1900s.
The impact of the Works Progress Administration is still felt in Pittsburgh, although these days the infrastructure is not funded separately. Rather, it's rolled into regular budgets. Murals created during the era can still be found in the Federal Courthouse downtown and the Squirrel Hill Post Office. And, of course, the bridges and highways are used every day. I'm Katie Blackley, 90.5 WESA News.